You are listening to the Obeka's Thoughts. This podcast has been brought to you by the Obeka Realty. My name is Adeola, and I am your host. My thoughts, your podcast. Welcome aboard.
Let me start by thanking all of my listeners. I know you all listen for different reasons, but thank you for trusting my words. Whether it entertains you or you learn a thing or two from it, I just want to start by saying thank you. I'm not going to say that it's been easy. Honestly, I had a pretty rough month last month of August. I experienced a personal loss, and even in the middle of it, I still thought about you, because spending time with you also helps me heal. It helps me feel better. It teaches me to, like I always tell you, most of what I say is not written. So sometimes when I'm speaking, I'm also learning from my own words. And with that being said, I don't know specifically who's listening, unless a few of you that gives me a feedback, but I know that there are many more people out there that I have never met, probably never will, but you still listen anyways, you trust me. I hold you all close to my heart. You're very dear to me. And if you want to know why I'm doing this because the world is filled with, especially America, is filled with angry women. Other countries are mostly filled with angry, with a mixture of angry and hurting women. Some cases are avoidable. Some cases are not. That is why I'm here. I share my experiences with you and the things that I learn so that it does not happen to you. And even when it does, you already see it coming and you know how to handle it. I don't know everything. I still learn different things myself every single day. But I'm here because of you and I. This is just a note from the host. Again, my name is Adeola, and you can call me the Obeka. I'll oblige you. Like I said before, I am for growth of relationships, friendship, and marriage, most especially marriage. And it's really important that we take this step seriously. Let's not be deceived by social media staged marriages or staged families. There's a real life out there, and I want you to experience it, but in good light. I saw a video today. Steve Harvey had one co-host and a guest. The guest asked the question. She said, I've been in a relationship with a guy for 2.5 years, but I moved in with him 2 years ago, meaning that she had dated the guy for 6 months before she decided to move in with him. And up until a year ago, he had not said, I love you. And she told him, I love you, but he did not respond. Now, Christmas is coming around, and one Christmas wish she has is for him to hear him tell her that I love you, and what can she do to get this wish. First of all, Steve Harvey was dying of laughter, and the co-host, I didn't catch his name, he said, are you kidding me right now? Please tell me you're joking. The lady smiled. She didn't really understand what was going on. My mouth dropped when I heard her speak. I was like, wait, what? And the guy said everything that I was thinking. It looks like we are so lost in in a world of our own that we don't really see the world for what it is. I don't know if that makes sense to you. We have chosen to selectively see the things we want to see and hear the things we want to hear, thinking that it's going to draw us away from the reality of things, and it's not. So the co-host told her, he said, first of all, why move in with a guy? How about you should have waited for him to tell you he loved you before you moved in? She said, yeah, that's true. He said, my second point is, why are you still begging to hear him say he loves you at this point? It's been 2 years in. If he hasn't said it now, it's probably because he does not feel that way towards you. So there's no point asking for him to feel that way towards you. It's for you to feel that way towards yourself and pack your bags and leave. That's a man telling a woman that. If a woman told a woman that, the story is not going to go the same. She's going to say, oh, she's a hater. She's not my friend. She's judging me. She did it. Women don't want to hear the truth from women. And sometimes they don't want to hear it from men either, because they think they can create a world, a fiction, and make it a reality. I don't understand the desperation to move in it with a guy. I would never understand it. Not unless you are homeless prior to the relationship and this guy gallantly offered, or you are living with your family and they just make your life miserable. Regardless, you can always find some sort of accommodation for yourself, but moving in with a guy has never been a good idea, especially a guy that has not shown, you know, willingness to marry you. Now, she's on national TV asking to be loved. The co-host didn't say much. It was like a 1 minute video. He told her, just leave the relationship. If you don't know that you're supposed to leave by now, I'm telling you, the relationship is not going anywhere. So this is a note. This is a note from me to you. Do not marry wrong. Don't say, I've spent so much time with this guy, I have invested so much time with this guy, I have to marry him. You will regret it. Marriage is beautiful. It's supposed to be peaceful. It's supposed to bring out the best in you. It's not supposed to make you compress and break down every now and then and be in this moment, in this voidness. That's not how marriage is supposed to be. I had a friend, and you know what's funny? I've had multiple of them. Maybe that's part of the reason why I'm able to say the things that I say, because I've seen a lot of things. I begged her not to marry this guy, and for whatever reason, despite how all the red flags the guy was showing, she went ahead to marry him regardless and decided to cut me off. It does not affect me in any way. When I remember her from time to time, it bothers me, makes me sad, because I don't know if she's happy. I hope the guy's changed. But there are certain things about people that cannot be changed. You cannot change, especially men. They only change when they want to change. They don't change for any other reason. So if you have a man that you're waiting for him to love you, for him to show more affection, for him to be more sensitive towards your need, for him to do the basic minimum, you are in the wrong relationship. You can replace a car you don't like. You can replace an apartment or a house you don't like. You can replace a pair of purse you buy, or even a business investment that didn't go well. You can always take it back and start all over again. But if you married a wrong partner, you are going to be scarred for life. For the rest of your life, there's going to be a part of you that will always be in a state of regret or anger. That's why when people say, I don't find him physically attractive, my first question is, what is wrong with you? I understand that the things we see is part of, it's like a bonus. However, what is the point of a useless, heartbreaking, good-looking guy? Of what use is he to you? Because he's going to treat you like crap all the time. And you know that you're in pain. You know that this is not normal. But you have normalized it for some reason. Like, okay, yeah, I've chosen to live that way. You cannot replace the time and the effort you have put in. That is the reason why you don't marry the wrong person. I was watching a show, Big Brother Nigeria. There's this guy that is emotionally abusing another housemate, but she's in love with him. And the host asked her, like, he uses bad words when he's talking to her. The host asked her and said, "Is this your language?" Like, he was asking, like, "Do you tolerate such treatment?" You know what she said? She said, "Oh yeah, I know he talks to me in rude manners, and you know, I correct him sometimes, and he's working on it." How do you ignore such a red flag? An obvious red flag of a guy that is insulting you on national TV. I have driven past few couples and I see them yelling at each other, or the guy hitting his partner, his woman, and he's saying there's nothing you can do about it, and these women still go back to this man. Don't make excuses and ignore the red flag. Don't do it. If you think you're happy now, imagine if you were now with a good person. You'd be a lot happier. We don't need more angry women, broken women. We don't need more. We already have enough. And in some cases, these women go ahead to raise kids as a single parent, and they're wondering why their boys are acting like girls and their girls are acting like a man. Because they have used their anger and their pain. They have projected it on their daughters, and now they're training their daughters to be, you know, self-reliant, to be independent, to be strong, to fight back and do all of these things, so that they don't get their hearts broken like they got their heart broken, and they ignore the boys and pamper the boys. So now the boys have become women and the women are now men. If you're in a desert and you're thirsty and they offered you poison and they told you you're going to die, will you still drink it? No. That is one of the things you should do with toxic relationship. You should refuse it, because you know it's going to kill you. Either it's gradually or speedily. Eventually it will happen. It's either going to kill you, kill your spirit, break you, or physically kill you. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard situations where spouses, where this guy shot this woman that was trying to, his ex-wife, his ex-girlfriend, that was trying to break up with him, and he's like, "No, you're not going to leave me." And shot her. And she died. In some cases, they have kids. Now, wife is dead, man is in jail, kids don't have parents. Prioritize a peaceful marriage over a timely or rushed one. I know we need to have a beautiful engagement. I know we have the need to prove to social media that, hey, we have a man in our lives. Girls, some girls are getting smart these days. They'll be in a relationship for 2 years and you don't even know. The next picture you'll see is they got married and now they have kids. Because there's no point proving to you people on social media that we have relationships or we have men in our lives. Because when it fails, you're still going to ask us about that man, and it's gonna hurt. In some cases, they would even try to. I saw this funny video. She said, "If you post your man telling us that he's taking care of you, and you're happy and you're this, we are going to take that man from you because we want to be happy too. We will take him from you." So yes, a lot of people want what you have. So if you're lucky to have a good relationship, keep it away from social media. I understand you have to show the world, you have to prove to the world that you have arrived, but not until you can say, I've been 10, 15 years married, you have not arrived. Prioritize a peaceful relationship or marriage over a rushed 1. Remember that the people pressuring you will not be in the marriage with you. It's going to be you dealing with everything on a daily basis. During COVID, when we were all forced to stay at home, a lot of people had to live with their spouses and they couldn't believe this is who they married. You know, some of them had work to distract them. Some of them had business trip to distract them. Some of them had side chicks, friends hang out to distract them from noticing how bad their spouses were. So during COVID, when COVID just started, the first 6 months, we could not go anywhere. We were all locked in the house with our partners. That was when we saw who we married or who we are about to marry. Don't let someone say one pastor said somebody is meant for you. I've been there. It's a lie. Forget spirituality. Personality is more important, because no matter how they say spiritually you're compatible or the stars say that your signs align, will it matter when this guy slaps you across the face? Will it matter when he treats you like a slave? Will it matter when he takes all of your money and squanders it? Will it matter when you cry to bed every single night? He's good looking, he's attractive, but he's full of shit. He doesn't think about you. He doesn't care for your happiness. He just wants to be himself. If he's a narcissist, good luck to you. If he's violent, double congratulations to you if you still decide to stay with such a person. And bad behavior would grow eventually. It doesn't get better, it only gets worse. It's not how long, but how well. Please always know when to quit. I am here every couple of weeks, every month, to say something to you. It's not because I don't have anything else to do. I do. I don't know all of you. I don't get paid for talking to you. I'm a realtor. I could be doing many other things with my time. But a lot of times when I'm supposed to be sleeping, I'm here. Something will just drop on my heart and I'll be like, okay, let me quickly say something. I don't know who it's going to help out there. Yes, physical attraction is important to you, but there are many more things that are way more important. That is the humanity in the person you're dealing with. This person that sleeps with you every other night in a relationship but does not want to marry you, even though he knows how important marriage is to you. Or then he decides to marry you and does not want to procreate with you. Says, oh, I don't want to have kids, and then you find out that this person has kids outside. Imagine dating someone for a couple of years only for them to dump you and then marry someone they met in a couple of months. How would you feel? Some of them would even leave you dating yourself in the relationship. They would just emotionally sign out, and you know, you're going to feel lonely. There's no date night that will make up for that. And when they refer to you, they will not say that to my wife or my girlfriend or my fiance. They will say that to my partner. That's how you know that they are not emotionally committed to you. Watch the title they give you. When they introduce you, what do they say? What they say is how they truly feel. You don't have to coerce people into saying the right thing. Oh, why would you call me your partner? I'm your girlfriend. You don't have to correct them. You just have to pay attention. You have to listen more than you speak. You have to see more than you think. I didn't meet my husband until I was probably turning 30. Meanwhile, I have friends that have been married at age 23. I have friends that they've celebrated 10 years of marriage already, some 12 years of marriage. And I'm not even 40 yet. But what's the rush? Who am I in a race with? I'm the one that's going to live in the same house with this person. So I'm not going to pick one person just because, oh, this person, yeah, really good together. That is the most bad word. That is the most, that is the saddest thing I can hear someone say to an unmarried couple. Oh, you guys look good together. What does it matter? I've seen cute couples that still turn out to have barely good looking kids. Barely good looking kids. And both of them are fine as hell. It does not matter. You don't think, oh, because I'm with this partner, I'm going to have these kids. My kids are going to look like this. You don't know. God will give you what he wants you to have. The most important thing is for the kids to be healthy. Don't prioritize the wrong thing. I want someone I will look at in the morning and smile. What's the point? He wakes up, he looks at you, he smiles, you smile back, you take a shower, he tells you he's going to work, and the first place he stops is the side chick's place. Then you go through his receipt and then you find out that this other lady is even living a better lifestyle than you. She's not even working and he's bankrolling her. Do you know how many things people are going to say that'll make you, they're going to do that'll make you feel worthless? A lot. Always pay attention to the way people treat you. No one is doing you a favor by treating you right. You are doing yourself a favor by letting people treat you right. By making people treat you right. If they can't treat you right, if they cannot, you know, settle for your realistic terms. I use the word realistic because some of you are out there living in La La Land. When you set realistic terms, a normal person should be able to go along with it. If they cannot, let them go. I understand this whole idea of shortage of men. Mm-mm. Despite all of this, it does not guarantee you're going to have a big, successful marriage. You still have to work on it. You still have to adjust and tweak a couple of things here and there, you know. It doesn't guarantee anything. So if marriage is not guaranteeing anything, you still have to work. Why start with someone that is even barely anything? Yeah, they have a good job. Okay, so what? There's already stress wasting ahead for you. The stress of getting to live with this person, your individual differences are going to come in, your culture clash is going to happen, your personality clash is going to happen. You're going to have difference in ideas, opinions, and whatever. You still have all of those waiting for you. The least thing you should start off with is someone that abuses you in any way and makes you feel less than human. That's too much baggage. Don't love for two people. You love them to love. If you don't feel like it is love, love is those things that is those actions that they wouldn't do for anybody else. That is love. Love is not the butterfly in your stomach. Love is not the words that they say. It's in the things that they do. It's in the sacrifices, the compromises. That is where love is. Imagine that lady living with a guy for 2 years. I'm sure he didn't want to make her feel bad. That's why he never kicked her out, you know. Or maybe the fact that she's helping pay some, offset some bills, and then he can have more money to save and then go spend it with whoever he might really be having feelings for. And one day she would just get home and he's moved out. It happens a lot. Or she goes on vacation with her girls and she comes back and he's not even there anymore. And then she finds out who has bought a house with someone else. Do you understand how damaging that is? You don't want to take it that far. Understand thoroughly all the unspoken words. Watch with your eyes and pay attention to the actions. Don't say, oh, I missed it. You should not be missing it. You have two eyes for a reason. To see more than you speak. To hear more than you speak. You have 2 ears. This is just a note from the host. My name is Adiola, and I thought to share this with you. Please, you matter. You come first. You are the queen. Don't settle for less. What is yours is not to be managed. what is truly yours is to be enjoyed, to be lavished. Don't settle for less. You're worth more than that. That'll be all for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Rebecca's Thoughts. I will be with you next time. I love you and bye-bye.
Hope you like this episode. There is more randomness to come. Do not forget to share this channel. Thank you. And until next time, goodbye.